Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/wondery. That's audible.co.uk/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Monday, it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, welcoming you to another edition of The Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everybody's doing absolutely great. I know I am, because across the table from me are two very, very funny people from the On The Gate podcast. It is our good friend, Derek Drescher. How you doing, Doug?
Good. Thank you for having me, brother.
Thank you very much for being here. And next to him, I mean, the picture of femininity, a girl in a foreigner shirt zinning. I mean, when I think of a delicate flower of a woman, it is our friend back in New York City, back in the New York groove, some would say, from News for Women, Chloe LeBranche.
You once told me that I sound like I have frogs in my pocket.
Yes.
She sounds and looks like that. That's so true.
Right? Like, she looks like she would reach in her, like...
in my trench I have right now.
Yeah, like, if a girl's like, do you have a tampon? She's like, hold on, let me look. And it's just, like, a roll of quarters, a frog, those chattering teeth that you wind up.
Yeah.
I'm debating going back on
Zin?
I went cold turkey January 1st.
Really?
Good for you.
And I miss it so much.
What were you doing? No, that's hot of me.
No, don't worry about it. I started with General Snooze. That was my favorite.
I remember that from high school.
And then I was Zin and Rogue was my other one.
Mm.
But I miss it. I really miss it. And I feel like my idea was, all right, I'm going to quit that first, then I'm going to work on boozing, then I'm going to work on eating.
All right.
But all I did was...
Eat more.
Eat more.
Yeah, that's what happens when you stop nicotine. You get hungry as fuck.
And and then there'll be times I didn't eat because I had a Zin in.
You know, I know. I get annoyed when sometimes I don't want to eat because it means I have to take my Zin out.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I have to eat, but I don't want to take my Zin out. You know what? You could go on that my doctor gave me to quit smoking as well, Butrin.
Already on it.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, you could get right through
that. No, Mrs. Amico's on that. I am on a sertraline, which is bootleg Zoloft.
You can go on both.
I think I want to do the full year. I'm committed to a full year of nicotine free.
Right.
After that, I might dabble. It's just so...
It's not a dabbling game, I'm sorry.
I wonder what the studies are, as long as you're not smoking. I know the vape's got to be horrible for you. Cigarettes are horrible for you. We know that. I wonder how bad the Zins are for you, though. Is it still mouth cancer, like regular chew?
It's like chemicals. It's not as bad for like your lungs, because like 2 weeks ago, I woke up and I like could not breathe. I couldn't walk like more than 15 feet. So I went to the urgent care. Mm-hmm. They gave me like an inhaler. And
is that not how you're supposed to feel all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. And then it happened again. Like a week, they put me on steroids. And then like when those ended, I was like walking to a show. And
you sound horrible right now, actually.
Really? Yeah. I could not breathe. And I like almost fell. So I got sent to the ER. Then I went
to... You had pneumonia? Bronchitis?
No. They said I had first I had a lung infection. And then my breathing tubes were all swollen, that's why I couldn't get air in. Because I quit smoking for 8 months, and then I started smoking like 2 packs a day when I got back. And I went to my regular doctor, and they gave me like those breathing tests out of the tubes. And my lungs were a 79-year-old.
Damn.
And they said I could get early onset COPD, so now I had to go get CAT scans next week. And he's like, you can Zin, but you can't smoke cigarettes. And then I kept smoking and trying.
Are you getting short of breath as you're talking?
Yeah,
I could kind of hear it.
I'm always getting short of breath.
Damn, Chloe.
I have two inhalers. This is my regular one for when I get tired.
Now I'm even more worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I think the one thing I have to avoid if I go back is Mrs. Amika would get very upset because I would take my Rogue out and just put it on my dresser.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And she would just see like a pile of them after a while. Yeah. And she would get so pissed at
me. Disgusting.
I know, but
I mean, I
used to dip though, so I feel like this is so much less gross. Yeah.
Right. Well, dude, even when I dipped, this is going to sound horrible, and I'm going to say pause before I say it, but I used to swallow.
That's fine.
The juices.
Yeah, that's what some people do that. Accident was Zin sometimes, and that's why I know people who Zin so much that they keep cough drops, like those really intense ones that like numb your throat because of the Zinning. But I know what your wife is saying because it's disgusting. Like,
no, it is.
The last guy I dated, we would go to a restaurant and he'd take his Zin out and put it on the plate next to his food. And I'd be like, this is disgusting. And I'd be like, why are you doing that? He's like, I might put it back in. I'm like, put a new one in.
He sounds poor.
I got to say, with that, yes.
You've done that?
No, that's what the fucking thing in the top is for.
Look right here.
That's the European ones. But who puts it on your fucking dinner plate?
No, never.
That's insane, right?
That
was the biggest.
If you don't
that
have that,
such
thing.
A turnoff to
if
me.
If you don't have the thing where you can,
throw it behind you.
Put it in a napkin.
Put it in your goddamn
pocket.
Smack it under
the table, baby. Come on,
anything.
Yeah.
On the dinner plate, I was like, I'm gonna throw up.
Where would you be out to dinner though?
This happened last time at Veselka, which is like a sit down place. It happened.
It's a fucking glorified diner. I don't want to fucking. It's not a nice experience.
I like Veselka.
That's very good.
It's happened at like a fancy restaurant before too. Mm. And I'm just like, if anything has a white, napkins or cloth, you don't put your Zin on the plate.
Right.
No.
You
never
should because I have to look at it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just still want one so bad.
Don't do it.
No, I won't give
you one.
No. I'm 100% committed that. I'm going the full year.
You look good, buddy.
Your
skin looks great. Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
No, I did Legion of Skanks last night. I didn't go to bed till like 4 in the morning.
Oh, did you sleep till noon at least?
No, I was here. I got up at 9:30.
Wow. You're good at not sleeping? You're just used to it?
I sleep in shifts like a cat.
Mm.
If I go to bed for like a regular 8 hours of sleep, it ain't happening. I'm going to wake up and be up and fuck around for a few hours.
And then go back to sleep.
If I sleep for like a couple hours here and then I sleep for a couple hours later, I'll be much better off.
Wow.
I take little cat naps.
That's so cute.
I curl up on the cat. Derek's seen many a time I sleep on the couch in the other room quite a bit.
I'm not allowed to nap right now for like the next couple weeks.
Why?
Because of this sleep therapy program I'm doing. So I have a window I could sleep. And no matter what, I need to be, the latest I can get out of bed is 5:45 a.m.
The latest.
The latest.
And then what time are you supposed to go to sleep by?
I cannot go to sleep before 9:45.
Huh.
Yeah.
Somehow
this is going to make me sleep more efficiently.
It's getting you on a schedule.
I guess.
Yeah,
but
no,
the fact that I can't nap during the day, that's crazy.
I tried to go to bed last night when I got in. I think I got in at midnight. Mm-hmm. And I was tired, but I realized it was one of those things where I was going to go to sleep and like an hour later wake up and be jacked and hungry. Mm. So I was like, I had a black bean burrito.
Yeah, let me eat now.
let me have some black beans, fucking watch a little wrestling. Then go to bed around 3 or 4, and then I woke up right in time to come here.
Have you ever taken your Zola? I used to take Zola. Do you ever take it on an empty stomach? When I did that, it makes me feel really sick.
What?
No, Zoloft.
Oh, Zoloft.
I take it every morning.
Well, before you eat and you don't notice?
Yeah, it doesn't really bother. I was weird on it the first couple weeks. I was a sweaty Betty.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were like watching yourself live your life?
No, I just felt fucking hot. I was sweating my doctor told me that might happen.
Yeah.
I was just sweating my balls off.
Yeah. I'm so sick of pills. I should love them because I'm an addict.
As I take some.
But no, because I have epilepsy, so I have to take my seizure medicine twice a day.
Is there anything right with you?
No.
Chloe, you bet you need to take care of your fucking lungs. If you get COPD, you know how hard it's going to be for you to fucking tell jokes? It's going to be even harder now.
Well, you can control it.
What, with breath control?
COPD. I don't know.
You're like a foster cat. What?
She is.
Every time you go to the doctor, there's going to be another thing.
Our black and white, that's Chloe over there.
But I'm sober, so things should be getting better.
Should be, yeah. Well, should is the fucking operating term there.
Yeah, up here you're getting better. The thing that jacked you up was the smoking once you quit and then you went back. You were trying to make up for every cigarette you missed.
That's how it was a lot.
Yeah. 40 cigarettes a day is a lot of cigarettes.
And then I started when I stopped being able to breathe, I would start getting panicked because I couldn't breathe and I'd go into full panic attacks and then I would fully stop breathing. So my doctor was like, you have to take Xanax for that. And I was like, I can't take that. I'm an addict. And he was like, if it's prescribed, if you can't breathe, it's a lot worse. And I was like, here we go again. But I didn't abuse it.
Good for you.
Yeah. Pretty good. I usually would be, never mind. I'm not going to say something.
Sniffing it.
I did chew it because it hits your bloodstream faster.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that chew pills.
I used to chew Tylenol Xanax.
And shit.
Yeah. I don't chew Tylenol. I'm not a fucking loser.
Well, if you got like a toothache or something, you know.
Because in college when I was like taking a lot of Xanax, I would chew them.
Yeah.
Because you ever chew a pill?
You're a boof? Yeah.
I guess he's
chewed him. He's boofed him.
You a boofer?
Smoked him.
Right before I quit zinning, I boofed one to try it.
How was it?
Are you serious?
I read an article that said kids are putting zins in their ass or in their foreskin.
I heard about that.
And I don't have foreskin.
Neither do I.
You should have mixed it with a Tide Pod.
It was like late at night, and I was like, well, that's funny. I got to try that. So I put a zin up my butt.
How'd it go?
Did it make your booty hole numb?
It made it tingly.
Are you going to do it again?
I mean, maybe in January when I'm back.
Maybe that doesn't count as cheating.
No, it does. Trust me. I've had this discussion with my wife. Things going in my butt does count as cheating.
I feel like a zin, you can just leave that up there until you got to go.
Yeah, just hang out up there.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Shannon, can you Google
the
adverse effects of zins in the butt?
Imagine she's like COPD. You know, look at Chloe.
I'm scared.
I have not done Xanax in a long time. The last time I think I remember Xanax being around is when it was still easy to get the bars.
And you remember the green ones, the Hulk?
Yeah, yeah.
Those were cool.
And then the little ones were the footballs?
Yeah, that's what happened when my doctor gave them to me. I was like, oh, nice, footballs. And he goes, don't call them that. He's like, Chloe, just don't do that right
Imagine
now.
Imagine he went like this.
I remember the bars were fucking excellent. Those will
do
you too.
The white, the yellow, the green ones, the Hulks, those fucked you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, R.I.P. I was having seizures.
It's not that I miss the old pills, but I remember I used to do Loratabs. They look like, we called them certs because they had blue speckles in them. And then the Roxasets, we called them like blueberries or blues.
I'm lucky because every time I tried to do any sort of painkillers, I'd get real
sick.
And
yeah,
I'm
I always
one
said,
of the lucky ones.
God bless the people that would like do opiates and like puke right away because they were like, fuck this, I don't want to do this anymore.
I have some, the negative side effects of boofing zins.
Sure. I bet it's real bad.
So these are the immediate local effects. Severe burning, pain, irritation, chemical burns or ulceration, inflammation or infection, rectal bleeding.
By the way, that's my life too. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah. We all have infections, all three of us.
Wait, Shannon, can you look up the negative effects of just zinning?
Yeah.
After this.
Oh, I thought we finished.
Like mid-sentence. Bleeding or mucosal damage. And then the systemic whole body effects. Nicotine toxicity overdose, which nausea, vomiting, dizziness, sweating, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's if you put a bunch in there, right? Yeah.
It doesn't say the amount. And then also a nicotine poisoning. I guess because you can't, what if it gets stuck or you can't manage how much you're, like, sucking out of it?
No, there's a lot more ways for it to get into your bloodstream down there. I think it just hits harder. Your body absorbs it quicker.
You're gay.
Than your mouth, I think.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's just one. I mean, I wouldn't put the pack up there.
Hell no, no.
Right, if I did, I would take it out of the plastic.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
I have no... Yeah, come on.
Did you get cold?
Yeah, I'm always cold.
Hey, zoophiles. Are you sick of edibles that taste like lawn clippings and hit like chamomile tea? Well, In the Cloud makes THC that's legal, delicious, and actually does its job. Are you looking for better sleep? They've got a gummy for that. Want a light social buzz? In the Cloud has got you covered easy. In the Cloud sent me a package of these to try, and I will tell you, the 20 milligram, the soda ones, absolutely awesome. Kept me nice and feeling good all night. Usually I take 30 or 40 milligrams. The 20 for me was perfect. They also have a sleep gummy that's just 5 milligrams of CBD, I believe, and it really, really hit perfect. They also have pre-rolls that I'm going to be smoking this evening, and next time I talk to you about In the Cloud, we'll try those. With flower for $70 per ounce, whatever the vibe, In the Cloud's got a match that's tested, trusted, and delivered right to your door. So if you're 21 years or older, grab 30% off your first order plus free shipping with my code ZOO at inthecloud.co. That's INDACLOUD.CO, code ZOO for 30% off and free shipping. And snacks suddenly taste like an adult Michelin star meal. Fill out their quick survey when you order to support the show, then go finish that episode, that game, or that snack you started. Enjoy responsibly, and thanks to In the Cloud for sponsoring today's show. Let's get back into it, huh?
Did you ever try dip from, like, the real ones from, like, Sweden? The ones that are, like, fucking knock it.
No,
they smell like ammonia when you open it up?
Never got to.
People sent me them from Sweden.
Yeah.
And they were fucking strong.
Like, knocked you on your ass type shit?
Yeah, like the kind of dizzy you were the first time you tried, like, dip.
And they're just doing it every day.
And they're just fucking cranking them.
Well, their beers are, like, 8% alcohol, too. Like, some of the beers there are black, like this fucking microphone. You ever see that before?
Yeah.
I guess everything is just stronger over there.
Well, because the reason I like General Snus is because in Sweden, everybody uses it,
mm-hmm.
and it's under the FDA. So it's regulated and it's pasteurized.
Mm.
So it's a lot less bad for you than tobacco here,
and shit, yeah.
because it has to be approved by their Food and Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like here it's like the pesticides and all that, and the chemicals and all that shit is what gets us.
Dude, I was watching a thing about the evils of McDonald's. It just made me want McGriddles, but it was talking about how they use a specific type of potato
mm-hmm.
for their
mm-hmm.
fries because they want long fries, and they can only grow those potatoes in certain places, and they have to be unblemished.
So they can't have any, like,
you can't have any little
knots.
Holes.
Yeah,
little holes. So they have to use a very specific pesticide for the McDonald's potatoes that's so toxic that after they spray it, the farmers can't go out in the field for 3 days.
Wow.
Oh. Isn't that fucking wild?
And we just eat it. I had some yesterday.
I don't go to McDonald's.
I ordered McDonald's
traveling.
Yesterday. So they got me. They sent me a notification saying Big Macs for $3 with any purchase. So then I bought a quarter pounder with cheese
yep.
meal. And then
QP.
I got the Big Mac.
Yeah, Grubhub will send me like the BOGO on something. And I'm like, that's a great deal.
Yeah, like I can't beat this. It's like a $7.99 sandwich. And they're giving it to me for three.
Dude, the other day it was a 10-piece chicken nugget meal.
For how much was it, like?
Free with a $15 purchase.
A whole meal?
Yeah, free with a $15 purchase. They got me to fucking, I had to be a good boy this morning. I got a KFC sent one in Grubhub that was buy one, get one, full 3-piece meal for $12.
Jesus.
Two sides, drink, 3 pieces of chicken and a biscuit.
I'm getting itchy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Jen, what are the adverse effects of Zenning?
So aside from obviously highly addictive, also cardiovascular issues, nicotine raises heart rate and blood pressure, oral health problems, gum irritation, inflammation, sores, dry mouth, potential gum disease, hazardous ingredients. It says they have cancer-causing chemicals, toxic heavy metals like lead, chromium, and other harmful substances, gastrointestinal issues, stomach pain and nausea, and then they don't know about the long-term side effects.
Damn.
Well, I mean, that's not what's going to get me.
No.
What I miss is nicotine and caffeine combined.
Yeah, that morning shot.
The morning, the iced coffee with
cigarette.
The Rogue.
And then you take a nice shit.
And then, dude, I felt, some mornings I feel like I'm shitting like a grain of rice at a time. I need my body regulated.
Yeah. No.
I need that shotgun blast fucking dump.
That's what I do. Stick one in. Get the coffee ready, stick one in.
Then have a Zen.
Yep. Shoot that, take a hit of the vape, and within 5 minutes, I'm on the bowl.
Yep. Just oh, it's beautiful.
Fucking, you know, pulling the hatch on my guts.
So you vape with the Zen in your mouth?
Yeah, right now.
What milligrams are you vaping? I mean, are you Nine. Zinning? Nine?
If they had 12s, I would have got 12.
I was talking to this kid, and he said he was in, where was he? Stockholm, I think?
Sweden.
Yeah. But he said he did 123 milligrams in.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think he was lying.
I think that is a lying.
That kid Lucian or whatever, who's the bartender at Old Man Hustle.
Well, number one, he works with Old Man Hustle. That's in the name.
He said he did it. He said he lost his mind. I didn't think that was real.
123 milligrams?
That's what he said.
Did he put them all in at once? Maybe if he did, that means he probably did like 10 at once or some shit like that.
Because I remember.
I can imagine they would have 15.
What do we got here? The highest milligrams they make is 14 double X strong cool in Asia. U.S. strongest is blah, 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 UK 9 and 11.
Oh, so these are from the UK, the ones I have.
Yeah, those are the European ones. They're better.
So what's 14? What's 123 divided by 14? Do we know? Is anyone a math whiz?
No, we're not doing that one.
All right, okay.
We're not. I mean, let's not. That show's only an hour long. There. Chad, can you look up, I can't, whatever the brand was, somebody sent, it was, there's certain things those fucking Swedes, like, I have a buddy from Iceland, too, and he's got they have, like, similar shit. Dude, he sent a box of the worst, for my wedding, he sent us a box of treats from Iceland that might be all the worst things I've ever
had. Did it taste horrible?
He's such a nice guy. And he sent, it was really strong, pungent black licorice, which I usually like.
Really? You like
but with a chocolate shell.
Oh, God.
And it was so not two tastes I wanted together.
Yeah. How do you feel about chocolate Twizzlers? You fuck with them or no?
Ew.
Chocolate Twizzlers, no.
No, you don't like them?
I like black Twizzlers.
You do like black licorice?
I like black licorice. Okay. Yes, I do. I love the Australian licorice.
Okay. I never had it. I got
very,
try.
Very good. And I love Jaeger.
Jägermeister.
Love nice. Jäger, love Zambuca.
Zambuca, yeah.
A little bookie shot, nothing wrong with that.
I used to drink a lot of Jägermeister, Jäger bombs.
Yeah. He sent, and it was basically pork rinds, but the fish version. So it was like fish skins, kind of.
Fried?
And he sent it in a box that I guess he must have paid the cheapest shipping. So the box was all banged the fuck up by the time it got.
Stunk through the box, I would imagine.
It stunk so bad through the box that they left the box outside my apartment door, and both my cats were scratching at the door trying
to get in
this box.
That's crazy.
It was like you opened the can of tuna in their face.
Yeah.
And dude, I took one bite of them and I was like, these stink. I'm going to put them in the cabinet at Gas Digital.
Did you?
Yeah, they were gone in 2 days.
Everybody ate them. That's crazy.
Dude, there is nothing. You could put a Ziploc bag of shit in a cabinet here.
Someone will eat it.
And write, please don't eat. This is shit.
And someone would eat it.
And it will be gone in 3 days. Shannon, your opinion?
Be Geo.
100%.
It's.
I didn't see what he wrote, though, man. Come on.
There's people here that I've seen just as they're leaving, just pocketing snacks for the day.
You're looking at one of them.
From here?
Yeah. It's
and like insane. Like
when I was doing keto, I was the fucking Slim Jim kid up in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I missed the Slim Jims.
I was going bananas.
Dude, for a while we had, do you remember when we had the little meat and cheese and cracker packs in the fridge?
Yep.
Dude, those were so good. I missed them. That was my breakfast every day.
But we can't have nothing here.
But we can't have it.
People abuse it.
Because
people abuse it.
Dude, I watched somebody eat four of those packs one day in a row and go, these are good, but they're just, there's not enough. Are you, oh, Zach, you're fat. Ah.
Well, I wonder who that was.
It was Aaron. Aaron just, what do you eat, McDonald's? And he's just fucking, I wish there was more of these. This free food.
You know, want to know why? Because he felt bad that he was eating that because he probably had a diet, so he deflected off you.
All the time.
Yeah.
I miss those. Dude, we had Red Bulls for a long time. We had sugar-free Red Bulls. And then somebody who works here who can't see
Blind Mike
was just
no, could have.
He was just chugging Red Bull. I think he just drank enough Red Bull until he could see.
It would be funny that if he went blind because of how much Red Bull he drank.
Shannon, do you remember that?
Yes, I remember he would walk around with like double fisting Red Bulls, like and have like a Monster also on the side, like a lot of energy drinks. But in his defense, I think that one of his eye medications made him really tired, so he had to jack up his caffeine intake.
Say thirsty.
Okay, no, that does. I'm not again judging the work. I mean, trying to hide booze around here.
Well, that, and then you also, you know, some people who work here are interns too, so they're starving to death already.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, there's definitely people that were scroungers and that, you know, I think they lost some of their privileges.
Yeah.
And I mean, lost all of us our privileges.
One person fucked it up. Well, you fuck it up for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, Mike fucked it up with the Red Bulls. There was.
Ralph is the one I would imagine would have the final say on that.
Oh, yeah. That's a Ralph.
I could just see a meeting and then Mike just walk through with two Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Ralph be like,
you guys used to keep alcohol here, right? Like White Claws, didn't you, in the fridge?
Not officially.
Literally impossible to do here. For my show every week, we have to buy new booze because no matter where I put it, the next week for the show, it's gone.
Yeah. I would have think.
Now, I won't lie, Shannon.
You told me.
I dip into the SDR tequila.
Oh, that's okay.
But I don't think I ever steal your shit.
I appreciate that.
And the SDR tequila, I feel like if Ralph really, and if he knows I have it, and if he really wanted me to stop, he would tell me.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Is there a kratom in the building?
Of course.
Yes.
I know a lot of people who are just addicted to kratom.
I know people who are addicted to kratom. There's this drink now. You hear about this Easy Off, it's called, I think.
There's a kratom bar in Austin that just makes kratom cocktails.
Yeah, so there's this drink that you can
I was checking to make sure they weren't a sponsor on this one.
This isn't kratom. This is another place. It's strong. It's like four times.
Is this what you're talking about?
Feel Free. Yep. That's what it is.
Yeah, I keep hearing that it's like dangerous. It's like killing people or something.
It's you need to be medically detoxed off it. It's the same as doing like heroin.
You get people at your rehabs who come in for kratom?
I have people who come in for kratom. Not kratom. Kratom is good.
It's good?
It's not
sponsored. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not sponsored anymore? Yeah. People fucked up on kratom.
Kratom has great uses, and you have to be careful with it. That's what I always tell.
I always tell people,
don't start, but if you have other issues, it's great for that. And if you are like me and you have addiction issues, be very careful with it.
Tread light.
And tread lightly. And it's the same as any other substance. You can always do more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That Feel Free shit, I know a lot of people who are fucked up on it right now.
Well, the thing with it, you would assume you're supposed to have the whole thing.
Yes. You're not.
And I don't think most of those. So, like, we have another sponsor here, the CBD drinks that I like. Those straight up say on the can, one.
Have one.
Have one. Two, if you are, if you're used to them. And three is, like, experienced users only.
Okay.
Now, I think they should be labeled. Like, that drink, you're definitely not supposed to have the whole thing.
No. No. No, there's, like, whole taper programs now because of them. Like, it's a very, like, normal thing. Like, all right, if you got fucked up on it like this, if you are getting sick, this is how much of the bottle you have to have to drink today. This is how much you have to drink. But people don't have that gear to shift into. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I think I would have? I'm so glad it was gone out of the market before my...
Sorry, I was just seeing what my lung appointment was because getting anxiety.
Don't worry about it.
So
you're
I just
good,
wanted
baby.
To see what my lung doctor was. I was no panicking.
Problem. I'm really glad I was not around using in the time of liquid GHB being at like GNC.
I saw kids die off that shit too.
Wrestlers were fucked up on that. William Regal talks about it. William Regal fell asleep on Vince McMahon's desk during his job interview.
Really?
To work at WWF because he was so fucked. He said he was. Because he was depressed and he was injured, and he said all he did was go to GNC, buy them out, and he was just chugging it all day until he found someone that would deliver it to the house.
Jesus. Did he get the job?
Yeah, he did. He did, and then he had to get sober because he had a match with Bradshaw that he doesn't remember.
That's cool.
On TV.
Was it a good match, at least?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I would have loved, it's the date rape drug.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People love to roofie themselves. It's very salty. I did it once.
At a rave, a couple
and
raves I went to.
Nobody had sex with me. I roofied myself and I hooked up with nobody. I was like, come on, guys.
Okay, Chloe, can I ask? Shannon, did I talk about this on the show recently? The girl who sat with me at the bar and kept asking and she kept asking the bartender to hold her drink. And after the third time, she got up to pee. She kept giving her drink to the bartender. I was like, lady, do you think I'm going to rape you or not? Stop coming back and talking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Like, she was nagging you.
It was crazy.
I don't think it was on this show.
Hey, friends, if you plan on scaring yourself shitless this season, you need Mando deodorant. Mando is whole body deodorant that gets the job done. Made with mandelic acid, this stuff blocks odor before it even starts. Go ahead and join in that game of touch football. You're all good with Mando. In fact, Mando controls sweat and odor for 72 hours, and after just 12 hours, underarm sweat was reduced by a whopping 92%. Guys, I use Mando at home. In fact, I have bought it for friends and loved ones. I just got a text from my dad asking if that's what he's going to be getting for Christmas. So thanks, Dad, for listening to the show. Try all of their awesome scents like bourbon leather and pro sport to smell incredible all day long. The Mando Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, which I love. Great to have on the road, plus free shipping. As a special offer for Morning Zoo fans, new customers get 20% off site-wide with my exclusive code ZOO, Z-O-O, at shopmando.com for 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. shopmando.com. Support the show and tell them we sent you. Mando's got you covered with deodorant plus sweat control. Say goodbye to sweat stains and hello to long-lasting freshness. All right, let's get back into the program.
Okay, I was at the Secret Group in Houston, and I like drinking there, and they're very kind to me.
Nice people.
And I sat at the bar, and there was like this hipstery kind of glass, you know, I like a Liz Lemon type of bitch. Mm-hmm. I wasn't hitting on it. The chair next to her was open, and I always say, hey, is it okay if I sit here? Because I don't want to just assume.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally order a drink, and I'm just staring at the bar. And we just naturally start talking. And I guess she's a aspiring comic or whatever.
Love.
And she was asking me comic questions.
Mm. Ugh.
I'm just talking to her. And she's like, hold on, let's go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. And then she goes to the bar. I think we're one of like four people at the bar. And she goes to the bartender, can you take my drink? The bartender goes, yeah, I'll put a coaster. She goes, no, will you put it behind the bar? So she takes the girl's drink, puts it all the way over there, comes back, and she takes her drink back, gets another drink. She goes, hold on, I have to pee again. And hands it to her again. And after, like, we're sitting there for like an hour and a half talking. And like the fourth time, she gives her drink to the bar. I was like, lady, if you really think I'm going to rape you,
yeah,
go tell me. I think at one point I went, hey, do you want me to sit somewhere else?
Yeah, go like, talk to somebody else.
I was like, do you want me to like go somewhere else? And she's like, oh, no, I'm really enjoying our conversation. I was like, are you absolutely? Because I thought it was really like, it wasn't like.
You're also like, I work at this club. If I was to rape you, it wouldn't be good for my career.
Oh, yeah. It would
but,
be.
And if,
you're
and
like,
if
why
you
am
did,
I going to. Yeah, I'm going to rape an open
it would,
micer
it
in
would
these
blow
days.
Her. It would send her right to the top, baby.
I'm such like, good, when I'm drinking, I'm such an alcoholic about it. Like, I would never leave my drink at the bar because I always have to be holding it.
Right,
so, like,
right.
If I went to the bathroom, I'd bring it with me.
But that's more like an alcoholic
That's
thing.
What I mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not leaving it because then I can't be drinking it. I know it's gross, but I always bring my drinks in the bathroom.
Fucking Max, gay guys tried to roofie Max.
Max, my assistant?
No, Max Manikoff.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a pretty, I don't know the story in full detail, but that's pretty wild.
I read a story recently about a kid getting roofied at a gay bar.
And getting his ass took? Oh, God.
His ass took.
Well, he said that it was an older guy.
Was he gay?
Yeah, yeah. It was,
awesome.
It was a gay guy, and he said he was young, though. He was like 19. He said an older guy bought him a drink. And literally, it was like the story every girl has, where he's like, all of a sudden, he didn't feel good. He felt dizzy. And then he said he just woke up, and he was in the guy's car with no pants on.
Oh, God.
And he said he was like a goth knight, and he said he had big boots on, and he kicked the guy in the throat.
Oh, damn.
And then he said a bunch of drag queens saw from across the street and came and beat the fucking
shit out of the dude.
Really?
That's
they
awesome.
Said a bunch of, he said it was like, he said this was his first.
So a bunch of drag queens was basically a bunch of power forwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the fucking, the starting lineup of the Monstars.
Yeah. I feel like
he said they came over and they're like, are you okay? And he went, like he couldn't talk. And they just turned around a little bit and they said that they just fucking walloped them.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like, sweetie, we got you. And then they just are like, fuck
and then,
you.
Yeah, and then the fucking.
Motherfucker. Switch.
Yeah, then they, dude, getting stomped out by fucking drag queens after must be the worst. Can you imagine going from. Taking,
you're a rapist?
Taking 19 year old butt. You're fucking. I mean, plan. Yeah, everything's fucking coming to fucking, you know, everything's coming up Milhouse.
Yeah.
You only wasted one drink. You pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Yeah.
Fucking, you get this fucking twink back to your car. Fucking, it's all, everything's going to plan.
Yep.
And then just fucking getting a bunch of fucking 6'4" guys in purple wigs. Beat the shit out of you.
You get mollywopped.
Oh boy!
Like, you know how you must feel the next morning when you wake up because one, you're a rapist.
Yeah.
You don't feel great about
sometimes
that.
Sometimes they
then
probably feel accomplished.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like one for the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
that's the game, brother. Sometimes you get mollywopped by drag queens.
Like in Billy Madison when Steve Buscemi's crossing up the list and putting on the lipstick after you rape. I feel like gay bars, like, it's just, and even, like, the gay community, I could be hot take here, and like, lesbian, it's so lawless. Like, it doesn't, like, they do whatever. There's no, like, I have friends, I don't understand, like, good friends that are lesbians, and there's just, like, nothing applies the way it does in terms of, like, my relationships as a straight person. They move in with each other right away, then after the breakups, they're best friends, and then they have fights, and the same with gay guys, and then they're fucking everybody, and I'm like, I can't even talk.
Well, what is the fucking old joke? Like, what's a great second date for lesbians? Like, renting a U-Haul?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
Bringing over your luggage or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm just like, and then I assume at gay bars, they're just like, I'm going to have sex with everybody.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it depends. I would imagine at a certain point, maybe in the 1980s, that slowed down.
Right.
Oh, because the AIDS.
And then maybe now it's a little... less.
Yeah, because you don't die from AIDS anymore.
Look at Charlie Sheen. He's having a huge comeback.
Yeah.
He's doing well.
He's magic. Like, he started a non-alcoholic beer line.
Good for him.
He's like on everything right now. I feel like, because Charlie Sheen is like, if I watched the documentary and you look at his career and no matter how crazy shit he did, he's just one of those people who's just born to be a star.
Yeah. He's Teflon, dude.
He's just born to be a fucking star. Everything falls into his lap. He does the craziest thing and then he's on the biggest movie. And then like, all this, he said he fucked 47,000 women.
Think about this. He smoked crack, quit the biggest show on TV, and then went after the Jews. And got another TV show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Think about, dude, Fresh went at hard on the Jays and got a TV show. Based on an Adam Sandler movie.
Yep. Dude, he's born to be a star. When he just, anytime he decides he wants to be famous, like it just falls into
him
his
and
lap.
Robert Downey Jr. is the same thing.
Yeah, but Charlie Sheen, I feel like, is more of an anomaly.
I feel like Robert Downey Jr., though, had a face turn where he became a really wholesome guy.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen is still doing interviews. Dude, I saw one the other day where he was like, I was going to smoke crack for the first time. And the girl said, let me make sure it's a great experience.
And she blew him.
So I got a blowjob while I smoked crack for the first time.
It was the
greatest feeling in the world.
Things literally fall into his lap.
And I was like, you know what? That sounds pretty good. Though I am convinced that we will find out this whole him becoming bisexual later in life.
He's not bisexual. What happened was he just said you taste everything on the menu and then you want to look what's on the other side.
Dude, do you know how confident you have to be to get a blowjob while you're smoking crack?
Really?
I mean, anytime I did any kind of cocaine or anything like my penis went back inside my body.
Oh, he said that the lucky people lose their sex drive on cocaine, but his got better.
Lucky
so
people.
He was like, I wish I didn't get boners when I was...
Oh, that's probably why.
Yeah, he was like, I was one of the unlucky ones. That's why I was having, like, could fuck everything.
And I've said this on the show before. I'm pretty sure he's been dabbling on both sides of the fence.
Really?
Forever.
I'm surprised we didn't hear about it earlier.
Because, and Shannon, we talked about that here. I'm pretty sure Corey Feldman accused him, or someone accused him
really?
of fucking Corey Haim.
On Lost Boys?
Yes.
No, on the set of Lucas.
But then Corey's mother came out and said that's not true. Corey Haim's mom
is crazy.
And I believe the exact story was it was between two trailers, and he fucked him in the ass using Crisco.
That would be the name of the doc or the between two trailers.
And for people who don't know, Crisco is who sang the thong song.
Yeah. Thong.
So how old was Corey Haim? Like 12?
13-ish?
Shannon, help us out here.
I'm looking it up one second.
Or I made this all up. So there's another very possible thing. I made this up, and I am sullying the name of a dead man and one of the most famous people alive.
Wait, Corey Haim's dead?
Oh, yeah.
AIDS. You got it from Charlie Sheen.
Corey Haim's dead. Corey Feldman's alive.
Everybody on your show always says I look like Corey Feldman is killing me.
I don't see that.
For years on Real Ass Podcast, it's just always been, she looks like Corey Feldman. She looks like Corey Feldman.
I don't see it
at all. I get that and Tobey Maguire from Real Ass Podcast every time.
I don't see it.
Thank you.
I think you're a very pretty lady.
Thank you. With frogs in my pocket.
I mean that in a
no,
way.
I love it. I've told people that it's my best compliment.
Shannon, did I make that up?
You did not make it up. So apparently, in a Tale of Two Corys, which again is by Corey Feldman, who is the one that always talks about Corey Haim's sexual assault. Corey Haim has never talked about it.
Can't talk about it now.
No, but he never talked. It's just weird to like put all of your friends' dirty shit out there after they're dead. But so it says that Charlie Sheen and then a few other people are accused of this. And it happened when Haim was 13 years old while filming Lucas. Sheen was 19.
Oh,
what the fuck was Lucas? How did I never see
Lucas?
But
where's the part about the Crisco?
I'm going to watch and see if his acting changes at any point during the movie.
Yeah, just in one scene in the movie.
He's holding his butt.
Yeah.
Extra emotional.
Yeah. He had to get a stunt double for the horse riding scene.
Wait, but did Zach make up the Crisco part?
No, so
that was for me.
Oh,
that's because I wanted it to smell like bacon.
It does say that Corey Feldman alleged that he used Crisco as a lubricant, so he must have been like really in close quarters of what was happening to see exactly what
he's
using.
Just fucking digging through the cabinets as he has him bent over.
You know what? Have you ever seen the what's it called? Bacon Up. It's just, dude. It's a like a bacon grease you use for cooking. The first time I ever went to Bucky's, they had gallon bucket, like, not even gallon, like, probably two. Shane, can you look up, I think it's called Bacon Up. It's they had fucking, like, it had to be a 3-gallon bucket. Yeah, can you look up the biggest size they sell?
They should sponsor you.
Verify your age. 14 ounces.
Three gallons.
Jesus Christ.
How big is that? Like this big?
That's a three gallon. Think of a gallon
like
bucket.
A Home Depot bucket.
Yeah.
Cool.
Shannon, look up 3-gallon. Show us how big a thing. And I just remember that was in the front of Bucky's. And I was watching people take it to the counter. And I was like, where is that going?
Yeah. They're going straight to
fridge.
Corey Haim's asshole.
In your
They're going to pour it on his grave.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen's going to fuck it.
Spilling out for the homie. Yeah. But who has room in their fridge for a 3-gallon bucket of bacon grease?
Same person who has that freezer for murdering little boys.
I don't think you can leave that unfrozen, right?
Yeah.
Once you open it, I would assume it's got
to
be...
Yeah, because it would get... You'd want it to be cold so you could handle it better. Because fat still does liquidy.
Shannon, did you find 3-gallon bucket?
I'm not understanding exactly what you're asking me. You just want to see another 3-gallon bucket?
You could put it like next to a
show. Yeah, to show how big it is.
A 5-gallon pail would be like Home Depot.
How is that
going
to show you the scale, though?
I don't know.
Wait,
I mean, I'll show
you
a 3-gallon bucket, but it's going
to
look the same. Yeah. There you go. Does that do it?
Yeah.
You're a 3-gallon bucket bacon up?
So look, you see that one right there it's filled up to the liquid? That's about 3 gallons right there.
But it's not showing you the size.
I get it.
Yeah.
So... Damn, son. So I save my...
There it is.
Yeah.
It's the Jesus same thing.
Damn,
Christ.
That looks good.
But that's... It's so fuck... I can't explain to you how... I would never have room in my... I guess for that, people have like a garage
it's
fridge.
Like
if you have
killers.
Like a big freezer or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, my grandma has the meat freezer in the basement.
Now, I saved my bacon fat. Does anybody else?
No.
I had a friend that did that, though.
Yeah, I put it in a jar in the freezer.
Yeah, he put it in a jar, yeah. He did not put it in the... It was a guy I lived with on a movie set, and he did not put it in the fridge. He kept it in a jar next to the sink.
Ugh.
And guess what?
It broke one day.
No. He infested our kitchen.
Oh. With roaches and rats and all kinds of things.
Yes, it was very disgusting.
You should get like a huge bucket of that and just put it in here and see if it goes.
I would give it a week.
I mean, I would use it myself. You know, I used to.
Now we're going to use it here.
Does that like preserve things? Or no?
It makes them very unhealthy. Bacon and hot dogs are loaded with carcinogens. Mm. Yeah, so that's.
In carcinogens, as you. incarcerated.
Yeah.
So dumb, sorry.
Formerly incarcinogen.
I'm giving up bacon.
Incarcerated.
And I worked in this steel plant where they had old buckets there. They would lubricate the chains of the machines with animal fat.
And Corey Haim's asshole. That's where he got the idea.
They would just slide it on the chain. But in the morning when you turn the lights on in the place, about hundreds of rats would dip off.
Because
they were like, they're just like licking the chains and gnawing on the chains of the machines.
The delicious chains.
Did you hear about Curtis Sliwa, obviously, how he's saying he proposes releasing Silwa? Feral cats to help with the New York City rat problem?
So I actually have that on my news.
Let's go.
Really?
But not quite. So I guess he has a lot of cats. And it's the news story I have here. T-Bird, was what we call our president, cringes over Curtis Sliwa's cat obsession in spicy breakdown of NYC mayoral race. Shannon, tell us about that, and then we'll get into this him releasing cats thing.
Okay. If you want, I could play the little bit of
Let's
Trump's
do it, baby.
Interview here.
We'll have a little T-Bird action.
Well, Cuomo or Sliwa?
Yeah, I guess I haven't made a decision, really.
Sounds like you're leaning towards somebody.
Well, I think it's not good to have a communist, okay? Would I rather have a Democrat than a communist? Barely. They're almost becoming the same thing.
What about
I love
Republican
it.
Curtis Sliwa?
Well, look. I mean, I don't know. He's a Republican. Is he really a Republican? Am I a big fan? This isn't exactly ideal where he wants to make Gracie Mansion a home for the cats. You know, Gracie Mansion is a magnificent home of Fiorello, LaGuardia, and the great mayors, Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, Rudy Giuliani was the greatest mayor in the history of New York. He did a great job.
So you're going to get involved?
He went through hell. So I'll make a decision.
Soon?
Yeah, I guess.
It's only 3 weeks
away.
The mayor's race is 3 weeks
away. Look, I don't know that I've got to get involved.
Mm.
May I say something real quick?
Please.
So sorry. Because, of course, I hate this. And the mayor's, the governor's mansion, mayor's mansion, that Gracie mansion, wasn't it infested with rats recently?
Probably.
It
Nobody
was
lives
because
there,
they
right?
were sending, they were trying to get that that rat czar over there to clear it of the rats. First of all, if you have cats there, it's going to help with the problem. And they didn't have a problem with rats, but they have a problem with cats.
The only thing I don't like about them using cats, feral cats, is I feel like some of the cats will end up poisoned after the rats have been poisoned and they eat them.
Also, but he Curtis Sliwa rescues cats.
Yeah, he has a lot of cats. He's also, so there is like this, like, guys who love cats are somehow less men than guys who love dogs.
Mm.
Thanks, Karen. I still love you. Don't worry about it, baby girl.
If you have a cat, you're a pussy. You're a fucking
pussy. It bugs
pussy.
Me because I feel like if you're a person with a dog in New York, and you can't walk it every day, that's animal
Karen.
Abuse. So
yeah,
no.
However, and of course, I'm not accusing her. Karen's very good to her dog. She pays people a lot of money to walk.
Karen Fian?
She does.
She loves her dog.
She's
more
very, very good pet owner.
I was doing a Karen impression. When
yeah,
I said
she's a very good pet owner.
Yeah.
No matter what her dog does.
hey.
Her dog is
I didn't
cute.
See nothing.
Yeah, no.
Neither
that
the
other
pug.
Dog.
Oh, yeah, that was your fault.
It wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't.
Nothing happened.
You're going to get incarcinogen again.
So I guess he's kind of like busting his balls for liking cats.
Mm.
But is there... I get very weirded out by people who hate animals.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's serial killer
There's
vibes.
Something...
If you don't like animals,
if you like them too much, it's weird.
That's also weird.
If you call your you know, your animals your fur babies or whatever, a little weird. Sometimes people that love their dog a little too much, a little weird. But people that don't like it, like, I'm pretty sure T-Bird, isn't he one of the first presidents in a long time to not have a dog?
Yes, he is the first president in modern time, but the third president of all time to not have a pet.
Didn't he used to have Afghans back in the day? He had them tall, like, fucking long. You ever seen an Afghan?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I didn't know he had them.
I think that it takes people with higher self-esteem to own a cat than a dog, because a dog is, like, very... I love dogs.
A dog's like having a retarded brother.
Yeah.
And like, now, he's excited
cats,
when you get in the
cats
door.
Cats, you don't have to do shit, though.
And it's not that you don't
cats
have
cats, like, to, having a stepson. You kind of raise it.
But they also won't... They won't show you affection if they don't want to. They don't feel the need to... Like, my cat, sometimes I walk in, it'll come, stand in front of me, and it'll roll around on the ground. Doesn't mean I get to touch it. She doesn't always want me to be pet. Mm-hmm. And then other times I'll come in, and I won't know where she is at all. She has no... She doesn't care that I'm back.
I do think it's odd that he doesn't have the, like, and I get it's not, I think it's more of an appearances thing. Like, you're the president, they get a dog. You get a dog.
Yeah.
It's a thing. They
you Bailey, the golden retriever or some
you
shit.
You fucking write puff pieces
chocolate
about it.
Lab.
It's something, I think it's just tradition.
Right.
And I know that sounds stupid or whatever, but wasn't it Biden's dog was biting the shit out of people?
That's great.
Secret Service hated it.
The dog is senile. The president's senile. Everybody's just senile.
So the idea of him just not liking animals just gives me a very, like, grinchy vibe.
It could be the wife, too. I mean, they probably eat dogs where she comes from. I'm not sure.
Dude, I fucking just watched a video, and we'll get back to the cats thing in a second. I guess our friends in the Middle East... Apparently, many do not care for dogs because dogs, there are no haram. Mm. And it was a lady walking a big fucking dog through a muzzy neighborhood. And they jumped. I mean,
put a muzzy on that thing.
Dude, you would have thought she was driving a tank.
Oh, they got the fuck out of the way?
Yeah, Shannon, can you look up walking a dog through a Muslim neighborhood? It is.
So dogs are not haram.
Well, I mean, they are
haram. They're not halal.
I don't.
So halal is good, which means proper, and then haram would be
okay. I'm dumb. Please forgive me.
No.
Because we had this conversation. We were talking about that Indian couple with their pets, and then I was like, I don't think I've ever met an Indian guy with a dog. Mm-mm. And then we found out they have a holiday in India where they beat dogs to death in a pit. Huh. But apparently, the muzzies, they're not like a dog.
You ever heard the expression, never trust a man who doesn't like dogs or doesn't drink?
No.
No, that sounds ridiculous.
It sounds great.
Who said that to you?
A lot of people.
A man that doesn't drink, why?
Because if a man doesn't drink or doesn't like dogs, never trust him.
Yeah, but what's the drinking part?
Well, is it either, though? Like,
I think it's both of them. Those are two things. Well, honestly, someone who doesn't drink anymore, they're an alcoholic, so probably don't trust them. And then if they don't like dogs, they don't like animals.
Why? But if they've worked the program, then they're trustworthy.
Or they're like T-Bird, and they've never had alcohol because their dad was an alcoholic.
Never drank it, never.
Yeah, same with Baron.
Yeah, and
Baron, no caffeine. Don't touch the stuff.
D'Elia, too.
Oh, yeah, all trustworthy people.
Blake Lively.
Shannon, did you find the girl walking the dog?
How are the Muslims reacting to it?
They're jumping out of the way.
Oh, so all the ones that I'm seeing coming up are everyone loves the dogs.
Okay, well, I guess I just watched a racist thing.
Yeah.
So it was my algorithm.
I'll show you the one I found. It's a girl, but everyone loves her dog.
Hey, guys, today's show is brought to you by our friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Listen, having a nice cigar or two in the house is a sign of a classy person, just like a nice bottle of wine, some fine cheeses. And I gotta be honest with you, I'm not the most cultured guy on the block, but I know quality when I see it. And all my friends that smoke cigars absolutely love Small Batch. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with that Bovita pack, so everything you get is super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly just with your order. So go to smallbatchcigar.com, and most people click the new link first to shop the newest arrivals. And we have a code for you. That's right. If you use GAS10, G-A-S-1-0, you get 10% off your order plus those 5% rewards points. So check it out and let me know what you think. Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast. Small Batch. Let's get back into the show.
I'm like, oh my God. I don't this is not a dogs. Good a Muslim. The other day, I was this is America,
though. She's in Bushwick. Retriever,
and this dog is quite literally the cutest thing you'll ever see. Like, I all know we have our preferences and what dogs oh, we I don't like.
Keep
don't
it
like.
Moving. Keep it moving.
And so there we are, just minding around Amsterdam.
This is mindless.
Oh my gosh, I love your dog. Your dog is so cute. We have a golden at home.
Yeah, bitch, you're in America.
Yeah.
She's in Bushwick.
I think it might be a Rottweiler or a Pitbull she's walking through.
Yeah.
And she's got it on like a big metal chain.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I love it.
It's pretty fun. And people are just not having it.
I want a dog.
Me too, but I want to have a backyard first.
Do you have your own apartment now?
Yeah, I've had it. I want a dog.
Are you back in the West Village?
Yeah. Why are you doxing me right
now,
bro?
Sorry, my bad, dog.
You get a dachshund.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zach.
Bring it around town, baby. All right, let's do one or two more stories before we get out of here. All right, we'll keep this light. Staten Island teen allegedly beheads mom's boyfriend and puts his brains in the blender.
Nice.
Shanoon?
Classic. Okay, so obviously this kid has some mental health issues. apparently, ever since he was 13, he was like drawing pictures of like terrible images in his head and showing to his mom. Mm-hmm. When he turned 18, it appears that the mother couldn't know anymore like what medications they were giving him. And they switched one medication and he just kind of like went off the deep end from then.
Great.
And so he hated his mom's boyfriend, Anthony Casalaspro, and he stabbed him, beheaded him. And then the body was found with a torso with a spoon sticking out of it. And then he spooned some of the, with a plastic ladle, spooned some of his brains into a blender. Okay. And that's how they found his body.
Making a smoothie?
I guess so.
A brain smoothie?
A brain smoothie?
Brain food.
I wonder if it tasted like sauce.
That's a good
question. Did he drink it?
That's what I really want to know.
It'd be funny if they were leading him out. He was like, it tastes like veal. It's like a good veal, guys.
He drank the guy's brain and now he knows what it's like to fuck his own mom. Yeah. He's like, he's in my head now.
I drank his brains and now I know every time he fucked my mother.
I see what he sees.
Oh, now I know my mother's a three-holer.
Poor kid, definitely some issues that
also
are not his fault.
His sister walked in, like, kind of, I guess, at the end of this happening. And then he said to the sister,
was she like, I'm going to make some bread.
Do you want mom to live?
Oh, God.
And she was like, wait, are you going to hurt mom? And he's like, do you want her to live? And she said, yes, please. And then so she ran out, warned the mom.
Oh, so he's a good
and
kid.
And they called the cops. This is obviously blurred, but here's one of the images of the body.
With the ladle.
Yeah.
Put him in the tub.
Oh, yeah, that's...
What's that thing on the floor? That
a plate?
Stick. Yeah. I don't know.
You know,
is that a saw?
That looks like that's a saw.
Beheading is really hard,
that's
right?
That's the saw.
Yeah, I see it, yeah.
So. I mean...
I feel like beheading's pretty difficult.
I think the neck bone and all that shit
and all
the ligaments.
You have to have good work ethic.
Yeah.
I feel like if you know how to use a saw, it would be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Like, I've done construction. So.
I mean... You know what I wanted to ask you about? It's off topic. Did you watch The Monster Show on Netflix? Oh, about Ed Gein or Gein?
I heard it's not that good.
He's crazy.
I have no interest.
He's the original.
I've read so many books about
him. I'm like way on.
I didn't realize he was like the number one that everything was based off.
We use the lampshade guy.
Yeah. He is and he isn't, though.
They say they based Buffalo Bill off of him. They said Psycho. Texas Chainsaw.
However, not really a serial killer.
Because he only killed like three people?
Two.
What, the woman and the
two ladies.
Just his mom?
He didn't kill his mom.
Oh,
Ed Kemper
died.
Killed his mom and then he wore her head like a hat through three counties.
No, he only killed two ladies that looked like his mom. Some people think he killed his brother when he was a kid.
I think Kemper is the best.
I don't know who Kemper is.
So Kemper, I think he shot his grandmother and grandfather?
I think so.
And they sent him to an insane asylum, a psychiatric hospital, and he talked himself out of the hospital, and he killed his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Did he kill any more than that or no?
No, yeah, he killed a bunch, I think. Yeah,
killing girls, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was huge, right?
He's a very big man. He's so, like 6'7".
His job in prison, do you know this?
No. Mm-mm. Tell me.
He worked for the service that would read things for blind people.
Like the Braille.
Oh, so he could like...
No, he would record...
Them?
Oh, his voice. He was a voice actor.
Yeah, he was a voice actor, basically. And it was like a work program in jail. So there's books that you can, and they've people found them, so they've been taken off.
Yeah.
Because it didn't say who read them.
He's a very soft-spoken man,
and
too.
It was Flowers for Algernon.
Get out of here. Oh, I would love to listen to that by Ed Kemper.
And the Bible.
No.
No.
And I want his Bible so bad. I would listen to it. I would never tell my wife who was reading it.
Would you pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to listen to that at night. Yeah. So Egging, like, I read a bunch of, Deranged is the really good book about him. And it's just, with the Ryan Murphy things, like, I don't like the sexy serial killer thing. Like, Ted Bundy was not that good looking. He was good looking for a serial killer.
Yes, yes.
He got pussy. But, like, to have Ed
Gein, murdered that pussy.
Who was a little fucking creepy peanut man, be played by that hunk.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It's blasphemy.
It's just fucking sensationalism. Yeah, he was a little creepo who fucking read EC Comics and wanted to fucking be a little weird. He was a grave robber, not a serial killer. Mm. They thought he was a prolific serial killer. Yeah, come on. Mm-hmm. He's a little peanut man.
Yeah.
Sorry,
and that's a good picture of him.
Yeah.
It's a great picture of that.
Well, I don't like...
So basically what he did, he was a grave robber and he was making a woman suit. So that would be the Texas Chainsaw thing, is the body parts in the house and the skin mask. Buffalo Bill was making a woman suit, and Norman Bates was obsessed with his mother.
Right.
So those technically all are based very, very loosely
on Ed Kemper.
So and that or on Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Because
my bad.
Excuse me. Norman Bates in the book is fat and bald, and he's much more of like a losery dude.
Not Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, not, yeah, or even Anthony Perkins, who's pretty fucking handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cute.
I don't think you'd be his type.
Because I'm a girl.
And so, yes, they are all very, and then Texas Chainsaw, I think they say it's based on him so that in the beginning of the movie, they could go, this is based on a true story. But it's not in Texas. There were no chainsaws, and they weren't killing people and skinning them. He was. He was grave robbing. The two ladies he did kill, yes, he did dress them like deer and then use the parts for stuff in the house. My favorite Ed Gein thing is that he had a shoebox full of vaginas under his bed.
Yeah, like vulvas and shit, right?
In the show, he has like, he made a chair and there's just like a nipple on the chair.
Yeah, the whole house, I mean, also realize this guy was so antisocial that was just his house.
Yeah.
And no one knew. So that for years he was fucking doing that. So I don't think he ever had company. So the idea that, like, doesn't he like get pussy in the show?
He has a girlfriend, like a wife the whole time.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's not right.
I don't like in all these shows and these movies now, they keep trying to humanize the bad guy.
Yeah.
So you can feel some sort of empathy. I feel like in old movies, the best part is you know who's the bad guy, you know who's the good guy. The whole like, so that's why you know who to root for, so it's more fun. And now they're trying to like give the bad guys like traits so you feel bad for them.
Yeah, like I don't want to identify with Dahmer, which I feel like they tried to so hard with that show, by kind of like making his dad a homophobe and shit.
Yeah,
which I'm sure was true, but at the same, like the movie, My Friend Dahmer, I hated it, but it's also because he was a fucking asshole the whole movie, which he probably was
in
like
real
that.
Life. Yeah,
he was unbearable.
Yeah,
yeah,
and the same with like any of these fucking guys. So I just hate the sexification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It, like, grosses me out, and, like, I just feel it's for, like, I feel like it's to take advantage of people who were, like, 13-year-old me.
Have you ever watched Mindhunter?
Yeah.
And then they make them look like what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monsters,
yeah.
But I feel like it's to take advantage of, A, like, 13-year-old me who's just getting into true crime, and
now you want to be a serial killer.
Make these, like, the same dudes who think fucking Patrick Bateman's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or the
Joker.
Yeah,
everyone.
or fucking any of these anti-heroes.
Or like Luigi Mangione.
Sure.
How
yeah.
people are like making him like a sex symbol, and it's, and then it makes other people be like, I want to murder someone too.
And think of that, and it's also taking advantage of fucking fat chicks who flick their bean to fucking true crime at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're making it sexier to play to that crowd.
Yeah.
The fucking, you know, girls with glasses reading stories at night.
Chubby.
Yeah. You yeah. know
chubby,
what I mean?
Yeah. Chubby.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes you tune into a podcast and you can hear how fat the girl is based on how excited she is to talk about murder. and I shouldn't
that's
talk.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I'm the last person to talk. All right, guys. We're going to end it there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Did we do plugs? No, right? Let's get plugs out real quick. Corey, hit that plug music. Chloe?
Okay, so I'm doing a live News for Women at the Stand November 9th, main room 10 p.m. with Kurt Metzger and some special guests. And then also just check out at Chloe LaBranch on YouTube and Instagram, whatever, for all my other News for Women.
Fantastic. Yep. Mr. Drescher?
Derek Drescher on Instagram and On The Gate Podcast on Instagram. And also subscribe on YouTube.
Nice. Zach is not funny. Instagram, punchup.live/ZachAmica for my dates. I'm on tour with Insane Clown Posse right now doing commentary for Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Come hang out if you can. And if you love the show, and we know you do, go to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat, the archives. That's right, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows. Plus, you get our Friday episode. That's right, we do three of these a week. And you can only get the Friday episode if you're subscribed. So get the full Morning Zoo experience. Thank you so much to my guests, Chloe LaBranche, Derek Drescher. That's the show. See ya on Wednesday. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach.